So there's fear from some governments. If they allow protests, these protests could grow and grow, and they can lose power. However, they are looking at things the wrong way around, because if you don't allow protests, if you don't have people expressing themselves peacefully, even if they're asking for a change of government, then you may force them into different ways of doing, trying to achieve the same goals. When citizens are allowed to protest, you find that the issues they protest about become issues that they think can be resolved within the system rather than outside the system. So it's in the interest of governments to allow peaceful protests, because generally speaking, people will work within the system rather than outside.
There's so many issues in America right now that have citizens upset and wanting to express themselves, between racial issues, gun control issues, issues in politics. How would you say that Americans are using their right to public assembly?
I think the Americans have used and are using their right to freedom of assembly quite a lot and quite effectively and quite frequently. I came across, right across this country, people do not hesitate to go out and protest, even when it is tough, even when they feel that they might be met with a harsh response from the authorities and police, or even when they're aware that by protesting, they're putting themselves and their liberty at risk, given all the numbers of incarcerations that are happening in this country.
What can the United States do to further support the people's right to peacefully assemble?
Well, first of all, one of the things that came out quite strongly is that policing is not the same across the countries. There seems to be discrimination in the way the police operate. Minorities, and in this case particularly African Americans and Latino Americans, are bearing the brunt of the excessive use of force, are being specifically targeted. In fact, it was interesting talking to a number of different groups, both Latino, white, and even Muslim groups, and everybody says that the police are much harsher when it comes to black protests. So there's something there that is dangerous, I think, for this country, that the police needs to change. And so they need to remove this discrimination and the historic racial targeting that has been in this country out of the way the police, and do it right. And the third thing is there's a whole set of little laws and offenses that one can get charged with. You know, you can get charged for disobeying an order of a police officer, or you can be charged with stepping on the road instead of getting off the pavement and stepping on the road. You can be charged with so many little offenses around protests that actually do send a chilling effect, do have a chilling effect on protests in the country.
Is there anything that citizens can do to be more successful in their peaceful protests?
Well, I think that whatever they're doing well. I mean, I've seen a lot of the protesters now have marshals. They are talking with the police and having discussions about the routing and where they're going to go. I think they're doing everything right. I mean, the protesters are not doing anything wrong. I think the one thing that they could do is do it more.